Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we'll learn why it is that only 5% of people who lose weight never gain it back. I'll bring my expertise in life coaching, my advanced studies in psychology, and my own personal story of beating obesity so that we can learn how to lose weight and keep it off for life. Thank you for joining me today, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 32. Would you please stand up and get outside? Well, I hope that wherever you are today, you're having a great summer day. In fact, as you're listening to this, I'm on vacation yet again. I think I have taken more vacation this summer than any other summer in my career, and I got to tell you, it's been awesome. And one of the things that I love about vacation, other than the fact that, you know, you're getting off of work, is that the vast majority of my vacations have been about spending time outside. In the early summer, went to Florida, where we were at the beach all day, spent a lot of time in the sunshine, down in the water. I've been to two different Boy Scout camps with my sons, where I would have to say at a Boy Scout camp, you are spending probably 80% of your waking hours outside. You're on hikes, you're at the lake, you're swimming, you're walking from point A to point B to get from one activity to the other. And that is one of the absolute things that I love about scouting, is that most of the activities are geared towards getting young people and their parents in the outdoors. And there is more and more evidence that is showing that spending time outside is incredibly important for us. And I think that this really ties into our evolutionary past, our development as a species and as a people, the human race. And if you look at our race as a continuum, if you look at humans on the whole spectrum, what you're really going to be seeing is that throughout the course of human history, we have spent more time outside than inside. That it's really only been in modern civilization where we have moved our work indoors, where we're sitting behind computers all day, we're sitting in our cars for increasingly amounts of time in our commutes. And I know for me that I can spend upwards of an hour a day just in my car getting to and from work. And while my car's outside, I'm not. That doesn't count. And as you look at your own life, how much time are you actually spending outside? And why aren't you outside more? Now, I know for me that up here in Minnesota and for people that are in the Midwest or on the East Coast, there are times in life where it's kind of hard to be outside. It's sub-zero. You know, there's lots of snow on the ground. There can be ice. And it's not always easy, but I still know people who day in and day out get outside regardless of the weather. And one of the things that I appreciate about the Boy Scouts is their whole philosophy on inclement weather. So for the Boy Scouts, plan B is plan A with rain. And what I love about that is if you're on a camp, and especially here in the Midwest where it's kind of unpredictable about what kind of weather you're going to have, if you're out hiking, you don't cancel the hike because it's raining. If you're out camping, you camp even though it's raining or if it's cold. If it's snowing, you're still going out on geocaching or whatever you're going to be doing that day. And I think that's a great philosophy, and I know sometimes I don't always implement it, that sometimes I let the inclement weather, you know, hold me back. But the reality is that we need to get outside. And I can say this on a personal level as I watch my two sons grow up. And every once in a while, these guys will get on each other's nerves and they'll start arguing and they'll start fighting. And I'll get to a point where I'll just say, guys, would you just knock it off? Get outside. Just get outside. And what I have really observed over the course of their childhood is they can be in a bad mood. They get outside, even if they're moping around the backyard or the front yard. Over time, things get better. Their mood starts lifting. They start getting along. They start feeling a little bit happier. And whatever stress that they were feeling in the relationship starts to subside. And I know for me that there have been times in my life where I've just needed to take a break and just get outside and get some fresh air. And I can remember in my past when I lived more in the city, there's a particular lake here in the Minneapolis area called Lake Harriet, and it's on a chain of lakes that runs through the Minneapolis city. And it's just a beautiful little lake. It's got a walking path and biking path that goes around, beautiful trees. It's just a great scenery, just beautiful homes that surround the lake. And there have been times in my earlier life, in my 20s and 30s, where I was struggling with personal issues, frustrations, feeling a little bit down. And I just would think, you know, I just got to get out of here. And I would drive over to Lake Harriet and I just would walk around. And what I really found is that just walking through nature, being around beauty, being outside would help me process whatever emotion or feeling, or it would help me in my problem solving. And I was able to think through the issues and come up with better ideas about how to resolve them. And I think that sometimes we are shuttering ourselves in, we're not getting out, and there's so many benefits to being outside. In fact, the Harvard Medical School in their publications has said that, you know, one, when you're outside, you're getting more sunlight and your vitamin D levels are going to rise. And that can help, you know, fight osteoporosis, maybe even cancer, depression, heart attacks, and that, you know, not getting enough sunlight can really have some effects. You'll be happier when you're outside, that you tend to have an elevated mood, and there's usually more light available, and that just the physical activity of being outside, whether it's running, gardening, mowing your lawn, walking, maybe even sitting on a park bench, just really cheers people up and their mood is enhanced. You will also find better concentration. And Harvard Medical School says that children with ADHD seem to focus better after being outside. And I think, I'm not sure why that is, but if you think about us as a race, the human people, we have spent more time outside than inside. Maybe our brains are hardwired to be outside. One of the things I was thinking about while I was at a camp last week with my oldest son is we're all sitting around the campfire. Of course, we're not, you know, eating the healthiest foods, but, you know, kids are roasting marshmallows and having fun. And that's, to be honest, that's part of camp. You got to do that. But what it really made me think about was, wow, you know, maybe this is what was normal a few hundred years ago, that you would actually be cooking your meals out over an open fire, that you would have tribal ceremonies around the fire, that you would have important discussions around the fire, and that the fire is a symbol of warmth, it's a symbol of light, it's a symbol of power, and it's a symbol of community. And you have great conversations as you sit around the campfire and stare into the glowing embers. And maybe that's just how our brains are wired. Maybe this is what we need. And there's been some interesting research, too, at the University of Utah, where David Strayer, a professor of cognition and neuroscience, has said that when he's outside, his brain feels more limber and his thoughts are more fluid when he's on his backcountry trips. And he's done some experiments with this where he took a group of students and took them out for a 4-day trek into the woods and then had them come back and take a cognition test. And the students that spent 4 days out in the woods scored 50% higher than the group that did not. And basically, they are starting to call this vitamin N, N for nature, that getting outside and getting around nature is a key component to mental health and overall well-being, and it can reduce our stress, our anxiety, our depression. It can improve our mood. It can help us concentrate. And he says that basically when you are outside, you are also so much more creative. And I think this is really true, is that if you think about a time where you are working on a project or some type of initiative at work or at home and you got stuck on something, sometimes you get so frustrated you just go, God, I just got to get out of here. And just by the whole idea of getting up and moving and walking, whether it's outside, maybe even inside, all of a sudden new ideas start coming into being. And sometimes communication opens up. And I've noticed this too with my sons, is you can be sitting at the dinner table and say, hey guys, how was your day? And you'll get a lot of the, yeah, okay, you know, good. So what'd you enjoy about it? I don't know. So that's kind of how the conversation goes. But then we say, okay, it's a great evening. We're all going to take a walk after dinner. So we clean up the dishes, go outside, and now we're walking through our neighborhood, which right now is green. It's lush. All the trees are, you know, just filled out. It's just a beautiful evening. And I notice that my kids start opening up. They start talking about their day. They start talking about things that they're interested in or things that they're thinking about. And I think, again, this goes back to how we may be hardwired to be outside. And so I find that our talks are better and our communication really opens up as we go out and we walk around a beautiful surrounding. Now, I know that not everybody lives in a place where you can get to nature very quickly, but, you know, a public park can work. If you're near the mountains, a hike in the mountains, or just going on a path that views the mountains. Or I used to live in California where just driving and walk down to the beach and walking along the beach for an hour just would change my perspective and boost my mood. And wherever you are, there's going to be places where you have access to public parks or to hiking trails or state parks. And my encouragement to you is, if you haven't been out to one of your state parks, you know, go to your, you know, state park system website and look at all the different trails that you can walk and hike, and make it a goal to once a week, maybe twice a month, something like that, go out and hit one of the main trails in your general area. The other thing that I wanted to highlight in this podcast is the whole issue of standing. And we are increasingly becoming more sedentary. We are sitting at our desks for longer periods of time. And some of us actually have jobs where we may be sitting all day. And in my particular day job as a career consultant, there are days where maybe I'm facilitating a group, so I'm on my feet a little bit more. But there can be days where literally I'm at my computer, sitting, talking with clients. And I find that as I go throughout the day, I start getting more and more tired, particularly because you're looking at a screen all day. I don't think that's very great. And I find that if I stand, that I have more focus, more energy, and more productivity. And so one of the things that I got this last year is I got a standing workstation, so I can take my computer and my monitor and I can raise it up to standing height. And I've found that to be of tremendous value, especially around 2 or 3 o'clock. You know, it's after lunch. You know, the last cup of coffee I have is kind of worn off. It's getting a little bit later in the day. And especially here in Minnesota, when it's wintertime, it's, you know, about 5 o'clock, it starts getting dark. And so, you know, you're losing your daylight. I find that if I raise up that station and I start standing, my energy, my focus, and my productivity goes way up. But if I'm sitting, I'm usually slouching. My posture is not good. My energy is not good. And there's a lot of studies that will talk about the great health benefits of just getting up every once in a while and walking. And whether that's going to, you know, get a cup of water, go talk to the receptionist and see how her day is going, you know, even going out to the bathroom can be helpful. But that sitting all day is just really bad for our health, bad for our legs. And, you know, one of the things they talk about too is you're on an airplane, get up every once in a while because you can get those blood clots that can form in your leg, which can be very problematic, can be actually life-threatening. So just getting up and walking every while keeps the circulation going, gets the muscles moving. and so forth. And so one of the things that I've really tried to incorporate into my lifestyle now is to get outside as much as I can. Now, obviously, it's a little bit more difficult for some of us based on where we live or where we work, but take advantage of anything you can. And I know people that basically, you know, work kind of more in an industrial area, and they'll get out and walk around the parking lot over their break. Now, while that's not the most beautiful setting, you're still getting outside, you're getting some sunshine, you're getting some nice fresh air, hopefully, you know, depending on where you're working. I know for me, I'm working in one of the nicest environments I ever have. I'm on the 8th floor of a building. I have a nice window, and I can look outside and see the trees. But more importantly, in this particular complex, it's built around an artificial lake that has a 1.4-mile walking path. So my colleagues and I, especially when the weather's nicer, will often make a point of just getting together and walking around the lake once over our lunch hour. And one, it's just great to get outside. It's a beautiful environment. We're getting some sunshine. And I find that I can really connect with my colleagues and get to know them on a different level, because sometimes your conversation goes beyond work and goes into, you know, what life is about for you and what kind of your, what are your goals and what are you trying to accomplish. And, you know, you just find really interesting topics that you encounter. So right now, as you're listening to this, I'm on my last vacation of the month. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get outside anymore, but I'm going to be heading out to Montana with my wife and kids, and we're going to be going down to Yellowstone. We'll be going down through South Dakota and the Badlands and see Mount Rushmore. And it's just going to be a phenomenal week of outside activity. Lots of hiking, going on different trails, going down to Yellowstone and seeing the geysers. That'll be fun. But if there's anything that I enjoy, I just love being out in nature, getting that vitamin N, getting that vitamin D through the sunlight, but more importantly, just being outside. And I'm really anticipating a great trip. So wherever you are today, one of the things that I would really encourage you to think about is, am I spending enough time outside? Am I spending enough time every day standing? So stand up and get outside. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening today. And if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. And if you will, go to iTunes and find the 5%ers podcast and leave a review and let other people know how it's been helpful. And if you want to know more about being a 5%er, you can go to my website at dennisberg.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up.